When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
should go.
Well, that's a cheery piece of news.
That girl never quit anything.
What the hell happened?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Tell me something I don't know.
Que se yo.
Well, listeners, I'll tell you something you do know. You have tuned in to Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. I'm your host, Larry Maslon, and if you were salsaing along to that tune, you are perhaps familiar with In the Heights. In the Heights was the Tony-winning musical that brought Lin-Manuel Miranda to the wider world. And today we're going to look at that interesting decade, the 21st century. So we're going to look at the first decade of the 21st century on 21st century musicals today, on the 21st century, as it were. And we'll look at some of the shows that I think it was an interesting decade because these were shows that thematically went a little forward. They certainly introduced a whole new generation of performers and writers who are very, very active today, not the least of whom, of course, is Lin-Manuel Miranda. And I guess at some point we'll do, what would that be, 22nd decade of the 21st century? Well, hang on. I'm sure in a year or two we'll take on those musicals. But today we're going to go from 2000 to 2010. And I want to thank again the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund for helping to support this wonderful program. At least I think it's wonderful. I hope you think it's wonderful too. Well, the end of the 20th century was pretty much dominated by musicals from the West End, those pop operas, as Cy Feuer said, musicals with a furrowed brow, big, heavy, lumbering shows about phantoms and the pseudo-revolutions in France and helicopters, all that jazz, and actually not a lot of jazz. And if I had told you then that the 21st century would start with a rollicking, hilarious musical vaudeville comedy, and that musical comedy would essentially be back For the first time in many years, you would have thought I was deranged. But Mel Brooks came along to the rescue, and here with Matthew Broderick and the great Nathan Lane is the number from the producers, which proved that if you wanted to do a musical comedy in the 21st century, you could do it. Take it away, boys.
Don't you see Bloom? Darling Bloom, glorious Bloom. It's so simple. Step one, we find the worst play ever written. Step two, we hire the worst director in town. Step three, I raise $2 million.
Two?
Yes, one for me, one for you. There's a lot of little old ladies out there. Step four, we hire the worst actors in New York and open up Broadway. And before you can say step five, we close on Broadway. Take our $2 million and go to Rio.
Rio? Nah, that'd never work.
Oh, ye of little faith. What did Lewis say to Clark when everything looked bleak? What did Sir Edmund say to Tenzing as they struggled toward Everest Peak? What did Washington say to his troops as they crossed the Delaware? I'm sure you're well aware.
What'd they say?
We can do it. We can do it. We can do it, me and you. We can do it. We can do it. We can make our dreams come true. Everything you've ever wanted is just waiting to be had. Beautiful girls wearing nothing but pearls, caressing you, undressing you, and driving you mad. We can do it. We can do it. This is not the time to shirk. We can do it. You won't rue it. Say goodbye to Petty Clerk. Hi, producer. Yes, producer. I mean you, sir. Go berserk. We can do it. We can do it. And I know it's gonna work. What do you say, Bloom?
What do I say? Finally a chance to be a Broadway producer. What do I say? Finally a chance to make my dreams come true, sir. What do I say? What do I say? Here's what I say to you, sir. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it, that's not me. I'm a loser, I'm a coward, I'm a chicken, don't you see? When it comes to wooing women, there's a few things that I lack. Beautiful girls wearing nothing but pearls, chasing me, embracing me, I'd have an attack.
Why, you miserable, cowardly, wretched little caterpillar. Don't you ever want to become a butterfly? Don't you want to spread your wings and flap your way to glory? We can do it.
Mr. Viola, stop and stop the song. You've got me
we
wrong. I've been so long, I'm not as strong a person as you think.
We can do it.
Mr. Viola,
we
stop
can do it.
I'm not
drink
a
crook.
I'm just a schnook. The
not
bottom
ginger
line
ale.
Is that I stink.
Come on, Leo.
I can't
you
do
see
it.
Oh.
You see Rio, I see Jay.
We can do it.
I can do it.
We can do it.
I can do it.
We can do it. I know
it's
we cannot fail.
Ah. Oh, Tracy, it's been years since someone asked me to dance.
So I go, go, go.
Pass now.
Say hello
to the light in your eyes. Yes, I know that the world's spinning fast now, but you gotta run the race to win the prize.
Hey, Mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, Mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Go, Mama, go, go, go. Welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, Mama. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to the rhythm of a brand new day.
Take your old-fashioned fears
and just throw them away.
You should have some color and a fresh new day.
Indeed. Well, welcome to Broadway to Main Street. We're not in the 60s today. We're actually at the beginning of the 21st century. We're going to look at the first 10 years of the 21st century and the kind of musicals that appeared not just on Broadway, but off Broadway as well. That, of course, was the original cast of Hairspray. You heard Harvey Fierstein there. And it introduced a brand new team, really, which was Scott Whitman and Mark Shaiman, and I think they're one of the best teams writing today, and they wrote lots of stuff. Smash for television, Catch Me While You Can, etc. Another dominant thing in the 21st century was what was dubbed then the jukebox musical, which was essentially songs that were pop songs inserted in different ways and different contexts to make a show on Broadway. And frankly, they'd always existed. I mean, even in the days of Ziegfeld, he would put in pop hits. My Blue Heaven from 1927 was a pop hit, and it was interpolated into the Ziegfeld Follies. So nothing really, really new under the sun, but certainly an explosion of the songs that audiences, boomer audiences and slightly younger, had grown up with, songs from the 70s and the 60s and the 50s. So we'll hear two of the most popular of them. I mean, God, mammoth shows. The first was the ABBA-induced Mamma Mia, which came over from the West End and opened very soon after 9/11 and became a huge, huge hit. So here is, they never recorded it in New York, so here technically is the London company of Mamma Mia.
doing here? Well, I'd love to stop and chat, but I have to go and clean out my handbag or something.
Age does not wither her.
I was expecting a rather stout matron.
Nah, she's still Donna.
Listeners of Broadway to Main Street, we know who loves you. I certainly do. That was from Jersey Boys. And Jersey Boys, of course, was the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, a quote-unquote jukebox musical because it used all these songs written over the course of two decades, performed by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, different times, different contexts, and put them together into a show. And it ran forever, 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 and it's going to run forever because it'll tour places and be in Atlantic City and your backyard and your high school someday. I love this show. I mean, a lot of people have a derogatory feeling about jukebox musicals, but I thought that Jersey Boys was a fabulous evening in the theater. Well, another thing we're seeing in 21st musicals are when I say sort of retro shows or shows that look back at things that we grew up with and we loved and tweak them a little bit here and tweak them a little bit there, and in doing so, managed to get a whole new generation of audience and performer. So Spamalot was the next in this deluge of musical comedies unleashed by the producers in Hairspray and Drowsy Chaperone and what have you. Fabulous show. And those of us who grew up with Monty Python and the Holy Grail love to see a musical version of this. What could be more fun than that? And those of us who grew up loving The Wizard of Oz had their own show that got tweaked and became a huge, huge honking hit. So let us hear two wonderful songs. We'll hear first Christopher Siebert and the wonderful Sara Ramirez from Spamalot, and then we'll go to Oz with You Know Who. But first, Spamalot.
Once in every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace.
And then we change the key. That's awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this. I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
That's the way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing our song that goes like this.
I can't believe there's more.
It's far too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is our song that is true.
Most grow if we let them. and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes a sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed for good.
Before we part, so much of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a sea dropped by a sky bird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you,
because I knew you,
I have been changed for good. And just to clear the air, ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for.
But then I guess we know there's blame to share, and none of it seems to matter anymore. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes
by a wind off the sea.
Well, one of the Broadway musicals that certainly changed 21st century Broadway for good was Wicked, which is, you know, still going strong 10 years in. My goodness, one of the great box office champions of the 21st century, or Broadway history for that matter. And one of the things it introduced was two things were this incredible two stars, Christian Chenoweth and Idina Menzel, who went on to become among the major female stars, certainly of this century and of this decade and the next. And in terms of being influential, I mean, you wouldn't have had Frozen without Wicked. And we're going to see Frozen, I guess, in the early winter of 2018. Or those of you who fly to Denver can see it live. Maybe we'll go see that. This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we're looking at 21st century musicals, and hopefully you know a lot of these shows because you've been going to see them, and some of them are still running. There's lots of themes, I think, in the 21st century, and one has to do with childhood. A couple of weeks ago, during the summer, I ran a show called Kids Today, and I noted the influence in the last 10, 15 years of shows about kids, for a younger audience. My son Miles was on the radio with his friend Ellie at the time. And do you want to say hi, Miles, quickly?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. So Miles is sitting in with me today. And The Little Mermaid was obviously a big Disney musical. It kind of turned Disney around. And it was not long before it appeared on stage in a production I thought was pretty great. My wife loved it. So we'll hear two sort of childhood favorites, one of which is Little Mermaid, and then another show which took Sesame Street and turned it on its head. But first, we'll pick up the cue, get it, and listen to Sierra Bugas from The Little Mermaid.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand that they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. I'm ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore up above, out of the sea? Oh, wish I could be part of that world.
Say, Kate, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, you know Trekkie Monster upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's Trekkie Monster and you're Kate Monster.
Right.
You're both monsters.
Yeah.
Are you two related?
What? Princeton, I'm surprised at you. I find that racist.
Well, I'm sorry, I was just asking.
Well, it's a touchy subject. No, not all monsters are related. What are you trying to say, huh? That we all look the same to you?
No!
Huh?
No,
huh?
No, no! Oh, not at all. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess that was a little racist.
I should say so. You should be much more careful when you're talking about the sensitive subject of race.
Well, look who's talking.
What do you mean?
What about that special monster school you told me about?
What about it?
Well, could someone like me go there?
No, we don't want people like you.
You see? You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess we're both a little bit racist.
Admitting it. is not an easy thing to do.
But I guess it's true.
Between me and you, I think everyone's a little bit racist sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Look around and you will find no one's really colorblind. Maybe it's a fact we all should face. Everyone makes judgments based on race.
No, not big judgments like who to hire or who to buy a newspaper from.
No.
No, just little judgments like thinking that Mexican busboys should learn to speak goddamn English.
Right.
Everyone's a little bit racist today.
So everyone's a little bit racist.
Okay.
Ethnic jokes might be uncouth, but you laugh because they're based on truth. Don't take them as personal attacks. Everyone enjoys them. So relax.
All right, stop if you've heard this one.
Okay.
All right, there's a plane going down.
Uh-huh.
There's only one parachute, and there's a rabbi, a priest.
And a black guy.
Yeah.
What you talking about, Kate? You were telling a black joke.
Well, sure, Gary, but lots of people tell black jokes.
I don't.
Well, of course you don't. You're black. But I bet you tell Polack jokes, right?
Well, sure I do. Those stupid Polacks.
Now, don't you think that's a little racist?
Well, damn. I guess you're right.
You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
We're all a little bit racist.
I think that I would have to agree with you.
We're glad you do.
It's sad, but true. Everyone's a little bit racist. All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Bigotry has never been exclusively white.
If we all could just admit that we are racist a little bit, even though we all know that it's wrong, maybe it would help us get along.
Oh, Christ, do I feel good.
Now, there was a fine, upstanding black man.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
But Gary, Jesus was white.
No, Jesus was black.
No, Jesus was white.
No, I'm pretty sure Jesus was black.
Guys, guys! Jesus was Jewish.
Hey, guys, what are you laughing about?
Racism!
Cool!
Man, come back here! You take all these recyclables!
What's that mean?
Recyclables. Hey, don't laugh at her! How many languages do you speak?
Oh, come off it, Brian! Everyone's a little bit racist.
I'm not!
Oh, no?
Nope. Ha! How many Oriental wives have you got?
What? Brian!
Brian, buddy, where you been? The term is Asian American.
I know you are no intending to be, but calling me Oriental, offensive to me.
I'm sorry, honey. I love you.
And I love you.
But you're racist, too.
Yeah, I know. Jews have
Thank you, Anne Harada, from Avenue Q, of course, the little show that could came out of completely left field, like many musicals that made it big in the 21st century, developed off-Broadway at the Vineyard Theater, came to Broadway, cast of, I don't know, less than 10, it had puppets, it was a spoof of Sesame Street, it was the first score by Jeff Marx and Robert Lopez, and Robert Lopez went on to write Frozen, so another incubator of talent, and it won the Tony that year, sort of surprise knockout punch to Wicked. And still very much with us. Still, I think, a very sort of pertinent, fun musical that influenced a lot of folks out there. Well, speaking of influencing folks out there, as you may or may not know, I teach at New York University, and I teach at the New York University Graduate Musical Theater Writing Program, which develops all the great writers of today and tomorrow. And I often ask them what their favorite show is. And individually this year, I would say out of a class of 35, at least 10 people name this next show. It's The Last 5 Years by Jason Robert Brown. It never appeared on Broadway. It appeared off-Broadway at the Minetta Lane. And it was just such an important show. It introduced Norbert Leo Butz and Sherry Renee Scott to the wider world. It's a two-hander that goes backwards and forwards in time. Very much indicative, I think, of the sort of smarter, I don't know, post-Merrily We Roll Along shows that played around with narrative structure. Hello Again by Michael John Lachuza before... That's a 20th century musical, but did much the same. Anyway, I just want to sort of do a tip of the hat to this show because it is so influential to so many people. Here from The Last 5 Years is Norbert Leo Butz singing If I Didn't Believe in You.
There are people, and they are publishing my book, and there's a party that they are throwing. And while you've made it very clear that you're not going, I will be going. And that's done. But what's it really about? Is it really about a party, Kathy? Can we please for a minute stop blaming and say what you feel? Is it just that you're disappointed to be touring again for the summer? Did you think this would all be much easier than it's turned out to be? Well, then talk to me, Kathy. Talk to me. If I didn't believe in you, we'd never have gotten this far. If I didn't believe in you and all of the 10,000 women you are, if I didn't think you could do anything you ever wanted to, if I wasn't certain that you'd come through somehow, the fact of the matter is, Kathy, I wouldn't be standing here now. If I didn't believe in you, we wouldn't be having this fight. If I didn't believe in you, I'd walk out the door and say, Kathy, you're right. But I never could let that go, knowing the things about you I know. Things when I met you 4 years ago, I knew. It never took much convincing to make me believe in you. Don't we get to be happy, Kathy? At some point down the line, don't we get to relax without some new tsuris to push me yet further from you? If I'm cheering on your side, Kathy, why can't you support mine? Why do I have to feel I've committed some felony doing what I always swore I would do? I don't want you to hurt. I don't want you to sink. But you know what I think? I think you'll be fine. Just hang on and you'll see. But don't make me wait till you do to be happy with you. Will you listen to me? No one can give you courage. No one can thicken your skin. I will not fail so you can be comfortable, Kathy. I will not lose because you can't win. If I didn't believe in you, then here's where the travelogue ends. If I didn't believe in you, I couldn't have stood before all of our friends and said, this is the life I choose. This is the thing I can't bear to lose. Trip us or trap us, but we refuse to fall. That's what I thought we agreed on, Kathy. If I hadn't believed in you, I wouldn't have loved you at all. Now why don't you put your dress on and we'll go, okay? Kathy, can we just do that, please?
The last 5 years, Jason Robert Brown, who went on to have such a great career, has gone on to have such a great career in the second decade of the 21st century, Bridges of Madison County and Prince of Broadway, as a sort of producer, director, supervisor. One of the things about 21st century musicals is even though we had a lot of musical comedy and we had a lot of sort of retro winky shows and jukebox musicals, the serious musical also made a comeback. Here are two shows that deal very seriously with mental illness, a subject that was pretty much taboo, I would imagine, in the 20th century in a significant way. Here is Light in the Piazza with the one and only Kelly O'Hara, another personality who became a superstar in the 21st century. And then we'll hear Alice Ripley, who won a Tony for Next to Normal. So here are two numbers. First, The Light in the Piazza.
was a time when I flew higher. Was a time the wild girl running free would be me. Now I see her feel the fire. Now I know she needs me there to share. I'm nowhere. All these blank and tranquil years, seems they've dried up all my tears. And while she runs free and fast, seems my wild days are past. I miss the mountains. I miss the dizzy heights. All the manic magic days and the dark depressing nights. I miss the mountains. I miss the highs and lows. Climbing, all the falling, all the wild wind blows, stinging you with snow and soaking you with rain. I miss the mountains, I miss the plain. Mountains make you crazy, hear it safe and sound. My mind is somewhere hazy. My feet are on the ground. Everything is balanced here and on an even keel. Everything is perfect. Nothing's real.
Alice Ripley from Next to Normal, paving the way in the early 21st century to serious contemporary shows like Dear Evan Hansen. Well, the second decade of the 21st century begins, I think, with another laugh or two. So rather than end on a sort of dour note, I'm going to tip my hat into the next decade, which I'm sure will hit someday on Broadway to Main Street, and ring your doorbell with a little Book of Mormon hello.
Hello. My name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago.
It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this book can change your life.
Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello, my name is Elder Young.
Hello,
did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA?
You can read all about it now.
Hello,
in this nifty book, it's free, no, you don't have to pay.
Hello,
hello, my name is Elder Smith. And can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello,
hello,
hello.
I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use. Hello.
Hi.
My name is
Jesus Christ.
You have a lovely home.
Hello.
It's an amazing book.
Bonjour.
Hola.
Ni hao.
Me llamo Elder White.
Are these your kids?
This book gives you the secret to eternal life.
Sound good?
Eternal life.
With Jesus Christ.
It's super fun.
Hello.
Ding dong.
And if you let us in, we'll show you how it can be done.
No thanks.
You're sure?
Oh, well.
That's fine.
Goodbye.
Have fun in hell.
Hey, now.
You simply won't believe how much this book will change. This book will change your mind.
Change your life.
This book will change your life.
You like to change religions? I have a free book written by Jesus!
No, no, Elder Cunningham. That's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Just stick to the approved dialogue. Elder, show it!
Hello!
Hello!
My name is
Elder Cunningham!
And we would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello!
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.